stuff that's going to be alive. So here we are, curation concerns, deposit page. I filled out what I think is necessary. And we'll go ahead and get started. So I'm creating a work. Now we added a review and approval little panel at the bottom. UI is subject to change, but this is the workflow that we want. And it's kind of boring because there's not a lot going on. This is modeled from what Princeton did. So we continue to move it through these states of information as we have comments or things like that. Going to get us to an interesting state where there's actually choices to be made. So this whole time we're just moving a processing state. There's no real Fedora interaction, but maybe we want to flag or take down. So this is a decision point. Nothing too interesting in this particular demo in this regard, but I wanted to go into what it's like to model this so that we can create dynamic workflows. So this is on the wiki and curation concerns, and I go through my advice for your workflows. First, go to paper, go to whiteboards, talk about your process, draw up a diagram. Dot notation is a great thing. And this is something that we're proposing for a very simple workflow. And then follow the steps of defining it in curation concerns. There is some guidance on where to go. But this is that workflow in the JSON structure that curation concerns would want to use. So I can go from an approve, if I take the approve action, it will transition to approved. The action, or the state that it must be in, is under review, and I must be approving work is the role I have. So this is kind of how that breaks down. So there's more work to be done. We have some documentation. This is very raw right now. Basically, we have guidance on how to give everybody all the roles. You probably don't want that. Unless you're really data anarchists. So what steps we have going forward is we have to reconcile. I believe this is Hydra in a Box. The onus is on that group at this point, Mike Giarlo in particular, to reconcile two sets of issues, workflow and mediated deposit as defined in curation concerns and as defined in SUFIA. There's a tremendous amount of overlap. Part of the reason why we pushed it into curation concerns was we wanted to serve Plum and look at what their workflow looked like. And we had a very lengthy discussion last night about should it be SUFIA curation concerns, and we came to a consensus that curation concerns makes the most sense for now. In part, Indiana had a strong case for keeping it in there as well. So here is the slide. Here is basically the slides and the references on how we go about doing it. And that's it. So.